We should recognize Art Lewis and thank you for your
That's
help
me.
Yeah, yesterday.
You recognize me.
Yesterday, we have this posted, not on our morning team page, but we did put it up on our Facebook.com/WSW page yesterday. And actually, I put a link up onto your personal page, Art Lewis, because I think so, since you were the host, kind of. Yesterday, the annual broadcast of the toast to the office of the President of the United States. Was it 107 consecutive years?
Yep. Oh. 107. No, I was not there for the first one, and neither was Dave.
No.
No, Pat and I didn't even suggest that.
We've been here long enough to know.
Yeah. Staying silent.
The station's been carrying it, though, for over 64 years. We know that.
Yep. Yeah. And yesterday, Heidi Bolger made a toast, and you can hear that in case you missed it. I know we have some of the news coverage of some of the highlights, but we have the complete toast, including Art's introduction that was done yesterday, as you heard it live, at high noon, specifically on 790 News Radio WSGW, and online at WSGW.com, by the way. So we were pleased to be able to bring you that. It's always fun to hear folks getting together on New Year's Day. I didn't know that Renee Johnston was president at the Cyanon
Club. Yeah, she was president this year.
You know how long she's been doing that? Or was
I think you get it for a year.
Or just
it's,
one year?
It's
okay.
A rotatable thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I do believe that's the case. She is not, by the way, Heidi Bolger was also president of the club at one time. So Renee was not the first woman president. I think Heidi was.
Oh, I missed that. Although it had to be the first time that you had a woman.
It's the first time that I know of that a woman gave the address. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that a woman president was introducing a woman speaker.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Well, it's an interesting concept that she talks about. Don't know how difficult it would be to get from where we are to where she would like to take us.
Well, I had to chuckle because as I was listening to that, all I could think of was coming here in 1974.
I was going to ask
Dave,
you about that.
You'll appreciate this, Dave, because you remember in 74 we had to do ascertainments.
Oh, yes.
We went around the community.
Yes.
I was here a month, and the then program director sent me out do an ascertainment at Delta College with Don Carlion.
Oh, yes.
I introduced myself to Don. 45 minutes later, he was still telling me why the three cities should be a megalopolis and we should big city.
Based on the Doxiadis report. Yes, I remember that.
So
but
do I.
At that time, they were anticipating, as she was talking about, all the anticipated growth and everything was burgeoning.
Yeah, and that was about the beginning of the downturn, actually.
And then after that, our Saginaw Bay counties have lost 50,000 people, and she's questioning why do we have as much structure in place as we do when it's tough to provide for all of that, and thinking that if we streamlined, we could have more effective and better entities in place that would help us grow in the future. So it's kind of an interesting, if you want to sit down and hear her whole report. She talks about fiefdoms. I call that parochialism that you have to get beyond. But, it's something else.
There's some collaborations that have been done.
Mm-hmm.
Not nearly to the extent.
Well, and economic development, the chambers and the Saginaw Future mm-hmm. Bay Future and Great Lakes Bay Region. In that area, there's been a lot of success and progress.
A lot of cooperation, absolutely.
But in the area of local schools and nonprofits and other things that she identified in government, the levels of government.
She's talking about trying to, for example, combine school districts and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Individual school districts are having trouble consolidating within their own district, leave alone trying to join in with other districts. So it's a tough road to hoe. Geopolitical considerations are absolutely enormous.
But in a given county, consider the fact that you've got 13 school administrations, perhaps, where you have a ISD that probably could, with a little additional manpower, probably could accomplish a lot of what those 13 do individually.
Yeah, there are a lot of states in the country that only have countywide school
that's
districts.
Right.
They
that's
don't
right.
have individual community districts. They have countywide districts.
But you don't want to moderate the town halls when you start having the town halls making those changes.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd be happy to moderate it.
Would you?
I'd say, you don't have to say anything, right?
I'd say, okay, here's one side, here's the other side. Have fun.
Have at it.
You got it.
Sounds like, an interesting topic with the right to speakers for some Art Lewis shows in the future.
Oh, yeah.
That's the real possibility to do that.
Well,
look what's happening for so long, and it goes way, way, way back to Indianapolis, where they had joint police and fire. And now we're starting to see some of that here with, you know, public safety officers and a few departments. But it is still very controversial when it's proposed.
But the difference is Indianapolis is one of those metro governments.
It's so county, like, countywide like, government.
Yeah, like
right.
Toronto.
Right.
There are a number of those examples, too, mm-hmm. where you don't have all the individual geographic communities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but you know, it's once you have the kind of system we have here, it's very difficult to.
Well, Heidi's point was though, you can't keep doing what you, just because we've always done it this way, doesn't mean that that's the way you should do it in the future.
Where have we heard that before?
Heard that any number of.
I think we hear that daily in business.
I think so.
I think the front office preaches that quite often.
Speaking of consolidation, the things that have happened at never mind.